Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 6, which I've entitled Embra, Emptiness and Elephants. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then give my forecast, which I'll be using in the Sports Guru Prediction League. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Edinburgh, with kickoff at 7:05 Friday evening and live coverage on RTE2. We've got a strong squad for the night. We've got Johnny Sexton making his first appearance of the season at 10. Brian O'Driscoll making a rare appearance at Edinburgh in the Magners League at 13. And, of course, Rob Kearney making his 100th appearance of the province at 15. So best of luck to him. Congratulations. And hopefully, given his age, one day he'll be making his 200th appearance. But that remains to be seen. We've also got a very strong bench. I assume Bod will come off at around the 60-minute mark for Owen O'Malley, but we've also got names like Heaslip, Healy, Boss, and Nasiwa there waiting to come on. So, and on Edinburgh's side, they've got Phil Godman out injured. He did his ACL there during the week, so he's out. So their biggest worries on their side is, number one, they're a bit of a wounded bear, having lost 3 out of 3, so they're fighting back from that. And also, of course, they've got Chris Patterson at 15. We need to watch our discipline, make sure we don't give him any easy kicks, and I think we'll always be in the game if we can manage that. Now, as for the emptiness part of my heading, I am, of course, talking about Murrayfield and Scottish Rugby's insistence on playing their Magners League games in that massive stadium. How many does it hold? 60,000? Well, their average attendance for last season was just over 4,000, and it's less again for this year. In fact, if you add Edinburgh's average attendance with Glasgow, the other Scottish team in the Magners League, if you add them together, you won't even half fill the RDS. So maybe they've no choice. Maybe there's two soccer teams in the city, Hearts and Hibs. Maybe they won't let them play their games there, but something needs to be done, because I don't think it's a good image for the league to see so many empty seats, even from the when watching on television. So obviously, that's not Ireland's problem, it's Scotland's problem, but it never looks good when you watch a game played at Murrayfield with so few supporters. It's a great stadium, but it's one that needs to be filled. Now, on the subject of great stadiums, or stadia, whichever's right, I have a little bit of a mini rant about the Aviva. Now, everyone's complaining about the price of the tickets, and it annoys me as much as the next guy. The tickets for the upcoming Autumn Internationals, like €100, for example, against South Africa. But I've just a query now. You're obviously a rugby fan. You're listening to this podcast, and you're probably an Irish rugby fan. So you most likely you remember what it's like, you know, down the years, going to Lansdowne Road, all the traditions, good memories. I followed Blackrock College. I remember Senior Cup finals there. Great days, great occasions, great memories. But if you take off your sporting hat for a second and just look at Dublin as a city, we're going to get hopefully our first elected mayor next year. And you think of it as a mayor of the city, looking as the city as a whole, not just sports, but for the public as a whole. And you ask yourself, does the city of Dublin, with over 1 million people, actually need more than one major stadium? And if you ask me that question right now, taking the sports bias out of it, I would say no. And I think that when Aviva was being built and we were playing our games in Croke Park, I think that proved that the city can more than manage with just the one major stadium. And when you consider the amount of actual events, you're talking about 6 or 7 rugby internationals every year, same amount of soccer internationals. And as for the GAA, the only days they really sell out that Croke Park is semifinals and finals of All-Ireland. So do we really need the stadium? And the fact that, I mean, I know the Aviva's been built, they're not exactly going to tear it down, but the extra money we're paying for those tickets is basically a tax on what is essentially a white elephant. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but that's my 2 cents worth on that. Anyway, that's enough for me for today. My prediction for tonight, I'm going to go again for a Leinster win. I know I did last week, and that bit me in the ass, but I'm going to go for it again. Leinster by 3 points. It's probably going to be close. I say we'll probably be ahead of them, and they might claw us back to within 3 points towards the end. But 3 points, I'm saying Leinster win. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at HarpinOnRugby. And I hope you'll listen in again next week. And until then, come on the Leinster.